Hello and welcome to this episode of Between the Studs. I'm your host, Mark. Today I'm joined by Daniel and Randy.
Hello.
Hi.
Two very knowledgeable Lego people that I like to hang out with. So we've got a great discussion point for today's video. In most Between the Studs episodes, we'll talk about a set theme, or we'll talk about minifigures from a specific theme, but in this case we're kind of branching out into all sorts of different categories because we're covering a specific environment. Yes. We've talked about best underwater sets before. Mm-hmm. You might have a clickable link up somewhere, but this case we're moving like the primordial creatures of old onto the beach.
We've grown legs.
We're evolving.
We're
yeah.
Out.
So we're
Are
going
we tadpoles?
To the beach. Yeah. So we're wanting to see some yes. water and sand in some of these sets that we're talking about today. Yeah. And It's starting to be spring. We're starting to think about warm weather. Starting to think about spring break.
And other
fun stuff. I can't wait. Yeah.
So I got two people who may be excited about it. I know yeah. Daniel likes cold weather, but Randy, you like the beach, right?
I live for the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got on many beach vacations.
Yes.
Yeah. On both sides of the United States.
East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I've never been that far west. Yeah. So one day.
And southern Mexico beaches.
Daniel,
on both sides.
Yeah. Do you like the beach too, or are you just kind of not?
You got the sand, and it's coarse, and it's rough, and it gets everywhere.
Dang it, Daniel. Okay.
Now, the beach is good, but I do like the lake better than the beach.
Okay, lake guy. Okay.
More of a lake guy.
Understood. Anyway, we all like that vacation mode. So we're going to be talking about our top six beach sets. And instead of saying whether we like them or not, which is a fine criteria, we're going to be talking about whether or not we would choose to vacation there, spend a day trip there, whatever. Would you visit this set this universe? So, because some of these will be great. Some of these we might not want to visit for whatever reason. We'll find out. I think Daniel just doesn't want to be in the Friends universe at all.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'll go ahead and start because that's just how we do things here. But let me see what I got on my list. Okay. I'll start with a classic one, and this is one Daniel may say no to just because of the theme. But this is set number 5847, Surfer's Paradise.
Yes.
And it is from the theme known as Belleville. Came out in 1998. It has 130 pieces, which isn't a lot, but it's actually a pretty big volume of pieces. Mm-hmm. Some of these are like these huge, rounded bricks for the beach. It's got this big fabric canopy over the ice cream stall. It's pretty cool. It was hard to find pricing information for this. I'm guessing it was about $30 or $40 back in the day. Now it's anywhere from $60 to $100 if you can find it. It's just rare and unheard of. I don't think this made much of an impression on people's minds back then. It was kind of a blip on the radar, but it still exists, and I was able to find it, and I think it really fits the beach vibe because you got ice cream everywhere. They all got an ice cream in their hand.
Yes.
They're all windsurfing or going down the big orange slide. Yeah, we got a picture right here we can reference, but I think it's very beach-esque, but what do you guys think? I want to start with Randy because I know what Daniel thinks.
Right.
So.
I love that they're the perfect shade of orange.
Yes,
very 90s. The minifigures are, yes. Yeah. And I go,
they got a good tan going.
Right, they got a good tan. They got the windsurfing happening. There's a lot going on. I think it's great. I love the little canopy over the top of the ice cream shop, although I don't ever eat ice cream at the beach
because yeah,
I feel like
it would
get sandy.
For me.
But but I love that it has like the slide and everything because I love the playgrounds that are out on the beach and stuff. I think that's always fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, I can see a slide at the beach. That'd
right.
be awesome.
I think this is a great beach set.
Yeah, there we go.
It gives good beach vibes.
And you'd visit this place.
I would visit this place.
It looks
Absolutely.
Like a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So. What about you, Daniel? Would you visit this Belleville beach?
I'd go here.
Okay, there you go. You stop by.
I've never done windsurfing, but one of the things I like about the beach is the other stuff besides the actual beach. So like going out at night and getting ice cream and going to do other fun things in the town where you've gone to the beach.
Yeah,
so you go to the beach for the day, but then you go do fun stuff with your family at night, or you go to mini golf or go
to restaurants.
So the ice cream shack, I might not eat the ice cream
on the beach, but
it brings back memories of like doing things like that growing up.
That's awesome.
I'd go here for sure.
Yeah, awesome. And
watch the windsurfers.
I don't think we'll ever see this set in the store, but if we do, I will be the first one to snatch it up.
It wouldn't make it out of the store.
It'll never make it on the website.
Yeah. I'll put it that way.
But starting off with the Belleville, and surprisingly, I'm really shocked Daniel had an amicable response to that. That blew my mind. Well, Daniel, you want to go next with that?
I actually have a lot more modern sets, so let's do the whole first wave of vintage. So I'll do my first vintage one.
Okay.
So we've got the Dolphin Point.
Oh my gosh.
From Paradisa. Came out in 1995. This one retailed for only $33. Kind of a weird price point back then, but pretty good for this back in 1995. Look, there's a Walmart clearance tag for $27.94. So a little bit marked down from $33. Mm-hmm. But this is a really cool one. Most people just call it the Paradisa Lighthouse. So you've got this cool like curved stairwell as well as a little sailboat. You got the nice vintage dolphin. Those are super cool. But there's a lot of printed parts in this. You get the little crab tile, but then there's some like little dinner plates, I think. Then you've got stickers. Again, it's like a little ice cream bar. There's a little counter where you can walk up. Looks like they got popsicles, ice cream cones. There's even one that looks like the ones where it's like a face with the gumball eyes.
Yeah, which I love think that.
It's hilarious. And then the other sticker looks like it has like soda or something in bottles.
You got a boom box. You got all this stuff. It's great.
But what's interesting is it's a lighthouse on an island, not like a peninsula. So I guess it's like out in the bay or something. But I don't really know how these people got here.
Maybe the sailboat takes them back and forth.
Guess, or there's a ferry or something. I don't know. So kind of interesting to have a shop built into the base of a lighthouse if it's on an island.
It's very touristy then,
So. Also, this dude's also grilling next to a palm tree, which is maybe illegal. I don't want to ask too many questions.
There's no cops around, it'll be right. So.
But this was, I think, one of the most beachy of the Paradisas.
I think Paradisa is very tropical, vacation-esque.
Sure. It's better than the horse stables.
I think we couldn't quite stretch the concept of the horse stables being beachy, but this is absolutely everything. Yeah. You got a barbecue, you got ice cream, you got food, you got a sailboat, a dolphin.
Yeah,
they obviously are all in kind of like summer swim attire. Yeah, it's great. So.
This is probably my second favorite Paradisa set after Poolside Paradise.
Yeah, I think this is probably my favorite Paradisa set. And we'll have to talk about Paradisa one day, but definitely would want to visit there, spend a couple days there. It'd be great. What about you, Randy?
Absolutely. I love the pinks that are in here. Pinks, I think it's a good use of it. I love it's a kind of simple, but it's an effective lighthouse on the top. So, and it's fun. I love the guy barbecuing. And I mean, all the different scenes on the back of the different play are hilarious to me. I love it. You got the people dancing.
All the alt models.
Yeah. Dancing. And then there's like a bigger barbecue you can build.
The dolphin show.
Yeah, the dolphin show. I mean, great stuff.
But would you go here, Randy? Would you take a sailboat or a ferry to an island just to get ice cream and barbecue?
As long as I could shoo away the parrot, I am there.
Yeah, fair. Hey, you can go up on the lighthouse, look around. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I love it. I would go here.
Absolutely.
I would go here.
That pink box is amazing. And Daniel, you acquired this set from the non-priority sets in the back.
Low priority. I might have to rescue this one and
put it up.
Take it home and love it. Give it some tender loving care.
Exactly. Do you have other priority sets this would go with, or is this just
I do. I have the Poolside Paradise, and then I have a few of the just kind of little small ones. There's other ones that are like little ice cream stalls and barbecues and things.
Absolutely. Well, great first set, Daniel. We all agree it's pretty very theme correct for video.
Good,
so.
Good.
All right.
Well, that'll be the only one, so don't get too comfortable.
Are you ready, Daniel, for this?
Yeah, I think
we're
I'm
going
ready.
Relatively new. Look at this.
Oh, yes.
Breaking the vintage streak.
Look at I'm messing it all up.
This
going
is a great
straight
set,
for the
though.
Friends. Right?
What do we got here, Randy?
Number 41709. This is the Vacation Beach House. Because if you go to the beach, you want a great beach house.
That's the way to do it.
And, I mean, this set, you got a new dolphin. You got the beach raver. You have the Ride-On Banana.
That's pretty funny.
The Ride-On Banana right there. I mean, I can't. I love it. You got the cute little scooters. I love it. All the little friends. I don't know why there's a cat there, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and there's sweet tea up on the top
there.
Yeah.
They got fun drinks. I love all the windows. It has, you know, their solar panels. You know, all the
they're
fun things.
They're green friendly. Yeah.
Your flippers. I love the little printed pieces. You have the wind chimes, which when you go to the beach, you have to have wind chimes outside. Yeah.
Hanging plants.
So I think this is super fun. I would book this in a heartbeat on my Airbnb.
Absolutely.
I would go.
And the colors are awesome, too.
Right?
I mean, there's
so
how many different colors? Like, six, seven, eight different colors in the building?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right?
What was the park count again? I think I glossed over that.
This is 686?
Yep.
686.
So a good parts count. Is that a pretty modern set, too?
This is from 2022.
So just a year or two ago. Right? Yeah, it's good.
And it also has a little mini pool.
Because
I love a beach house with a pool, too.
You just always want to be in the water.
Not enough water. Yeah. I could live in the water, yes.
That's awesome. Maybe a jacuzzi or something over
right?
there. Yeah.
So I really feel like this is a great beach house you want to go hang out in.
I would 100% book a weekend there. That'd be awesome. So very much reminds me of where I grew up in Naples, Florida. You have all the whole coastline, which is beach houses like this. It's awesome.
See, I haven't been there yet. My list of places
is
to go
beautiful.
In Florida.
Yeah, the Gulf Coast is awesome.
Yeah.
So, what do you think, Daniel? Would you visit this lookout?
It looks like a nice beach house, but this isn't what I picture when I think of a beach house.
Oh, really?
It's these big glass windows and solar panels and electric scooters.
Wait, when's the last time you went to the beach?
I grew up going to the beach in the Outer Banks, where you've got houses that are all on stilts and have wood shingled siding. No, they're not shacks. It's the style.
Okay, so you're thinking more from a northern perspective.
This looks like something you'd see probably on the West Coast, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I think this is more Florida than California.
California has a lot of the cottage type beach houses, the older style.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what the Outer Banks.
There's
is
an
more.
Inflatable banana.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. And the pump to pump it up.
That's a nice attention to detail. Actually, the pump to blow it up. That's great.
That's good. Very good.
Yep. And table tennis.
Mm-hmm. A boom box. Does it have desserts in there, like ice cream?
Let's see. Is there ice cream? There is a gamer controller.
Basket of fruit, maybe. I see watermelon slice.
I see drinks. Yeah, I do not.
She's
see
breaking
ice
the ice cream streak too.
Yeah,
they're being healthier, I guess.
Yep.
Very progressive.
Just the sweet tea. Yeah.
How progressive of them. Yeah. No ice cream. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Daniel, so what do you think? It's a no.
I'm not going to vacation there. Oh. It's not my style.
Is it just because it says friends on the box? Is that what it is?
No.
Daniel would never.
No. I would never be so prejudiced.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. All right. Well, I think it's great, Randy. Great set.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to jump around in the time a little bit. This is, I don't think, been covered at all as far as years of Lego sets, but this is one that I really liked as a kid and even now, but I never got because it was just a little outside my budget back in 2004. This is set number 7047 Coast Watch HQ, and it's from the very unusual theme of Lego World City. You can see that interesting green sign there. World City was kind of the in-between between Classic Town, which is everything before then in the town-city sector, and then later it would be renamed to just City. And the big monolith of a theme it is now, which is great. A lot of city sets are fantastic. But this is the middle child, as it were, and very much forgotten. It had a couple of great things, like trains and police stations, and very very early 2000s look. A lot of large curved slopes. This is actually one of the least curvaceous buildings of that line, but has some cool features, a doctor, a rescue boat, helicopter. There was a couple different sets from this little sub-theme of Coast Watch. They didn't want to call it Coast Guard. I got a couple sets that were smaller from this theme. I love it. And the real highlight for this is not necessarily any of the building figures or vehicles, but it's that raised base plate, which you can see in this bag right here. I think this is one of the... I don't think... this is probably an exclusive print of this base plate. I think it came in some other Belleville sets just before this or around this time. So it's a very unusual piece to be sure. So what do you guys think about the Coast Watch HQ? Would you visit this place? It's not like your typical beach
place.
Would you want to join the Coast Guard for a day or two?
Coast Watch.
Coast Watch.
Oh,
my bad.
I'm going to pass on that one.
There you go. This isn't your type of place.
That's not a vacation. That looks like a lot of work.
Exactly. World
cool
City.
Set, though.
Yeah.
Great pieces. That base plate's awesome.
Understood. There's a little crab print on there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, there was one in this this little cave over here,
that's
too.
That's cool.
Interesting.
Hard to say if you would go there, because it's not really... I mean, if you're visiting there, you're probably in medical distress.
You wouldn't want to visit there. The doctor would be patching you up from an accident.
The set is great. This raised base plate is wild. Yeah, I do want to look it up to see if that mold was in other ones, because I don't remember it being, but maybe it was in the building.
Yeah, I think this is a... If it's not exclusive to this one, it's probably not in many others in this color pattern.
For sure.
I'm sure shape has been used in other Belleville sets before, though. A few final stats about it. It's 367 pieces. Originally, it was $50, which is not too bad, but now maybe $100. It's very easy to access. I mean,
if you want a certified pre-owned one, you could buy it on atlbrick.com for $99.99.
And I think this has been sitting around for a little while, maybe a month or two, which is more than most. Dust on the top. The boys at the Joy of Building have been trying to get this on so they could build it, but they just haven't ever gotten it past the voting. So vote for this one next time it comes up, or buy it. So no one would want to visit there. I would, because as a younger adult, I briefly contemplated joining the Coast Guard. However, at the time, they really weren't looking for recruits. It was hard to get in. So I became a Lego builder instead.
Oh, you know, much,
I think it's a better life choice, though. But yeah, I just love being on boats and stuff like that. So it's cool. But, yeah,
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. In an alternate universe, maybe I'm the best Coast Guardsman or Coast Watchman ever. There you go. So yeah. All right. Well, Daniel, what's the next set you want to bring up?
All right. So I know I said at the end of the last round that I was going to be done with places that people probably wanted to visit, but I know this is going to be one that a lot of people in the chat are going to want to visit.
Okay.
Because this is the planet of Scarif from Star Wars, the hottest vacation destination. All the boys want to drop here. So from Star Wars, we got 75171 Battle on Scarif from 2017. This one's got 403 fantastic beachy pieces in it, retailed for only $50, not sand dollars, mind you, it's U.S. dollars.
Mark's falling apart. I'm losing it.
But look at all this! Look at all these great play features. You've got these beautiful scenic palm trees.
Explosions.
Yeah. Well, you know, look at the gorgeous coastline. Yeah. The
TIE fighters bombing
the shores of Scarif. Oh, pay no mind to the TIE fighters. They're just trying to protect Imperial data.
Acquisitions.
No, this is fantastic. Yeah. So you could get one of these now for about $120 to $250. We've got 200, so right down the middle of that range for a sealed set. So not too bad. Nice palm trees, nice Death Star plans, you know, all your favorite beach accessories. Yes, this cargo container is full of ice cream.
Okay, good to know,
And these secret weapons caches here, those also have ice cream in them.
Those are ice cream guns, not laser guns.
This is an ice cream thermal detonator. So, yes.
Oh my goodness. And yeah, that's very beachy attire. They got the tan shore trooper armor, not the stormtroopers.
Yes. Yeah. So, they're all decked out in their finest tan beach gear for the summer of 2017. Or whatever it was a long, long time ago.
Is Jin in her scuba suit?
Jin is in her scuba suit. She's getting ready to go snorkeling. Getting her scuba gear out. So, can I go ahead and book you all for a 2-day vacation?
Randy, you want to start us off?
I feel like Daniel should sell timeshares.
We sell a shirt here that says, like, it's like Scarif. A postcard for Scarif. And it says,
are we used to?
It's retired.
That one's retired.
It's retired. Okay. So if you have one,
well, there you go. You got a collector's item now.
You could maybe email us up for a private copy. But
Well, as soon as you told me there's ice cream in the cargo containers, I mean, yeah, I'm there.
Well, it's like a refrigerator unit.
I mean, it's a big cooler. I mean, obviously.
So you would vacation?
I'm going to go snorkeling with Jen. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I got one. Mark, can I count you in?
So actually, no, not personally going to visit this. However, I would like to sing the praises of the set for a second. When this came out, I think it was the first appearance of olive green palm leaves, which was very exciting for a landscape-centered builder like myself. And this set has aged really well. It's a very, very cool set.
Six of them in there, too. Not bad.
I will say I will probably never kind of engage with this specific region in Star Wars because Scarif is the most overbuilt mock theme ever at conventions and online.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to build Scarif and it's been done a million times, and so I would say maybe not try that as your first Lego scene. Yeah. But it's still, a lot of them look great and this is a great set. So I don't think I'd visit there though. I have a lot of other places I'd rather go to.
I think it was popular for mock building because it was just such an unconventional setting for Star Wars.
It's a pretty setting too, which it actually fits the theme of beach very well, actually. So very tropical island, so it's cool.
I love thinking outside the box, Daniel.
Thank you. A really good set, though. I think it could have been a little cooler if there was at least like a small version of like a landing craft or something, so you could actually make use of this large landing pad. But a lot of fun play features for sure.
Kind of a battle scene.
Or maybe
scene.
Like a section of the train thing that backs up to the cargo door.
Oh, yeah
a tunnel.
Cool,
Yeah,
but very good one. Very popular.
They kept it simple, and I think it still is pretty good choices overall.
All right.
Randy, number two for you.
We are going.
Oh,
the beach.
Yeah.
This is very West Coast to me. I have yet to see these on the East Coast, but we have Creator Set 3118. This one is the Beach Camper Van, right? This is very, I don't know if y'all have a lot of the VW vans over here. There's literally whole towns that are just full of them.
I think it's more of a West Coast thing, but I definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah. So.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So this very much reminds me of it. It's so fun. Okay, this one is 556 pieces, and it's $50 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I go, you have the van, you have their surfboard, you have your little changing tents, a great palm tree, a terrifying seagull, a terrifying duck.
I like the duck.
And I go, right, a crab with cherries as eyeballs. I mean, that's cool. Pretty clever. You have your ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You got your boombox. you got your jeans, because in California, you will see people always in jeans all day long on the beach. I don't know why, it drives me crazy, but you got the loungers. But, I mean, the bus is where it's at. I mean, oh, it's so cute. Oh, and you have the longboard, or another longboard up on top, too.
This is what you wear to the beach, Randy.
They got their bikini bottoms on. That's what you need. The denim kills me. But it also, yeah, the little boombox. I mean... Yeah. This just says, let's go chill at the beach.
Mm-hmm. And this is a 3-in-1. So what are our other options?
Your other options. So you have the camper. You have a little house you can build.
A beach house.
And I'm not really sure what's happening to our man right here.
He dropped his ice cream.
He's terrified. Oh, he dropped his ice cream. Okay. It was scary. I didn't know if the bird was dive bombing him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you have a little ice cream shop.
That one might not be ice cream. This the white one.
An ode to Daniel's build on Nushima.
Yeah.
And then you can also build an ice cream shop with the cool car.
More ice cream. Always ice cream.
But it's a cool little ice cream shop. Yeah,
I think this ticks all the boxes, Randy. Right? I would visit here and experience some of that West Coast vibe. Right? It's awesome. I love the little changing tents are perfect. The colors are good. It's a great creative 3-in-1.
Tents a West Coast thing? I always see them in cartoons and TV, but I've never in my life actually in person seen like a little cabana.
When I was younger, it was more popular. Yeah. My kids, I don't think, ever really saw them. When I was younger, they were out a lot more on certain beaches, when you went to more like LA beaches.
Yeah. Interesting. And I think that they also would be something that you'd see in Europe. Too. It might be just different regions. I know in the East Coast United States, we really don't see that very much.
We came ready to go.
Yeah,
but they're kind of creepy. Your car.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. Put a towel on.
Right. Yeah.
it's probably a thing that's a little more old fashioned, I guess, because it's like, oh, for decency, you have to.
Yeah. I love the big duck. Inflatable deck.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Ice cream, inflatables, boom boxes, maybe a crab or seagull. Yeah, that's perfect.
Terrifying seagull. That is just, that right there is terrifying. I don't know what.
It's why clever, but it's maybe too clever. Yeah. It looks a little scary.
Now the crab, great. It's got cherries for the eyes. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, crab is cute. Seagull's a little scary.
So. I'm hanging out here. Oh, and one of them is a potty, and then one of them is like a changing room. But I thought there is the steel like.
The shovels. No, okay, hold up. Okay, yes, one has like a
the steel like potty.
Like a stainless steel. Looks like a prison toilet. The other one has sand on the bottom and a shovel. So what is that implying?
It's what is self-use.
Do you dig the hole? Do you dig the hole before or after?
This is self-checkout and not self-checkout.
It's a litter box. It's a litter box. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, really
good. There's no leaves. Toilet paper.
So I'm just saying, I still am here for it.
Okay, yeah. I'd still visit here. What about you, Dan? Would you visit this place?
I'd go here, yeah. This is nice. I like the aesthetic with the van and stuff.
I'd rent a big Volkswagen van and take
it
out.
I can see you driving a Volkswagen van up to like a one of the cons.
Yeah.
In a fried out the Legos.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice.
Good okay. Pick.
Great set, Randy. Most of us would choose to visit there, I'm sure. Let's see. I'm going to save my big one for last. Okay. Okay. This is one that Randy will love.
Yay!
This is set number 41700, Beach Glamping.
Yes!
Which I think me and Randy have talked about how much we like this set before, but it's from the Friends theme, so not all of us will like it as much. But it is.
You can appreciate pieces of that.
This is only a couple years ago. Yeah. This is 2022. It has 380 pieces. The original price, and pretty much the current price still, is about $40. Mm-hmm. I think you can find it for that price on Amazon, and even, I think we... I don't know if we have one in stock right now because we couldn't find one, but we would probably have to be around that price as well. But anyway, a great set. This is a very cool giant tent with a huge fabric piece, a lot of cool little pieces. You got a bunch of different little sea creatures that they can collect in their coral colors. You got fish, you got crabs, octopuses, lights. They're beach glamping. It's very trendy and fun. But the real exciting part about this for me is the love triangle between the three characters there. And I think there are technically three beds, but it looks like there's only two from most angles. So it gets kind of... It gets a little
dramatic. Daniel, he's spilling the tea.
You don't know. So it's, another interesting fact is, I think this includes the character. Yeah. I think his name is Daniel. I have to double check.
Oh, but, no. Oh, no.
It is Daniel.
No. Daniel, the redheaded
that was,
guy.
Yeah, that was Daniel when he had his red hair. Yeah. Wasn't there also a brown
He started off as a brunette, brown hair guy. And no, he, so and Daniel is actually known for being kind of interested in Mia, but Mia isn't in this set. It's Stephanie and Andrea. So right. Now he's now a two-timer or a three-timer. Daniel. I don't know. Anyway, so it's getting really spicy.
My eyes are rolling. Yeah.
So I think this is a great set. It also has a cool little bathroom change house too. Right? So that's great.
We don't know what's inside there though.
There is a toilet.
Yeah, it might be a shovel.
There is an actual toilet, and it uses a clamshell piece for the
nice,
back. It's actually
yes.
Wouldn't be glamping if it was
of
a shovel.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, we anyway. Need pink toilet paper and
they
everything.
Got
yeah.
sweets, of course. They got nice marshmallows by the campfire. And the,
I love the roasting marshmallows.
A lot that's
of great
a
message
stuff.
In a bottle.
Message in a bottle. Yeah. They're littering.
No ice cream, though. Friends seem opposed to ice cream.
They're healthy.
Yeah.
They
have the smoothies.
Yeah, they got yeah. shells.
Do they have the baby Dalmatian?
They have a little dog Dalmatian in there. Yeah, that might
yeah.
be the...
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
It does have the baby Dalmatian dog.
Daniel. Yeah.
Do you want me to go first with my opinion?
Yeah, Daniel. Daniel
yeah,
would you,
right.
Okay, I'm just going to blanket statement yeah. this. As an Eagle Scout, I'm a conscientious objector to anything to do with the term glamping. End of statement. Next.
That okay. is the most Daniel statement
next.
Ever.
All right, Randy, would you go
oh,
glamping?
Oh, I am so there. I am thank roasting you. Marshmallows. I am dancing. I am watching all the tea go down
you
between these
boarding.
Three. I am calling in. Oh, see, I'm calling. Wait, is it Mia? It's Mia, right?
Mia, yeah.
I'm the one that's on the phone with Mia going, girl,
your man is out here with all
your
friends.
Let me tell you what is happening. You need to get out here. And I'm telling, Stephanie needs a good friend. And I'm going to tell Stephanie, when you're at the beach, you don't wear a beanie.
Yeah, Stephanie's got those hats that may not make sense. So.
Stephanie's got some crazy hats and really bad bangs, and she doesn't have one of these girls to tell her, Stephanie,
I think it's also
stop.
Wind powered, too, because yeah. you got the little wind turbine on the left.
Yeah, okay, it's not camping if you have a wind turbine, okay?
It's not camping, it's glamping.
Uh-huh, exactly,
we
exactly.
have power.
But boombox, sweet yeah. treats, camping, I mean, I like it.
I am there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would definitely go glamping in this situation. All right, Daniel, what's your non-glamping set going to be here?
All right, this is going to be another hot destination for people.
Okay.
So this is the 71747 Keeper's Village from Ninjago, everyone's favorite beach theme.
Yeah.
So this one came out in 2021, retailed for $50. This is the one that has all the cool kind of Islanders figs. They've got these crazy kind of like tiki mask looking things.
Yeah.
And then one of the coolest parts about this is the main villain. I actually forget his name.
The tribal leader guy.
Kind of
yeah.
seems to be sort of a throwback, at least in my head, to Achu from Adventurers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I like about this one. So I've collected some of these mm-hmm. minifigs. They all had like this kind of lavender-colored skin, which was crazy. But we got some nice like tiki shield prints. It's all very evocative
yeah.
as well of Islanders from mm-hmm. Pirates back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this crazy like totem pole thing with this dragon medallion on top that's like getting struck by lightning. There was this really nice effect with the lava like dripping down the side of the wall. So I think this is just cool. I think
yeah.
it's cool. I'd go here.
You'd go here? That's yeah. pretty awesome. So, Daniel, I think this is an amazing set, but you lost me at lava. As soon as you said that, I'm like, ah!
You've never been to Hawaii.
It's just a
no,
moment.
No.
You've never been to Hawaii.
I don't think I'd visit here, but I would. I actually have several of the figures and pieces from this set. I don't think I own the entire set, but it's awesome. It's got fantastic elements,
he's
plants.
Got a bone throne. You don't want to go yeah. sit on the bone throne, Mark?
I love all the different...
Come on.
There's, like, right? these swords that are in the white color, so they look like they're like blades
right.
of bone.
Yeah,
it's
you've
pretty
got
cool.
spears in white and all sorts of different swords on the crazy totem pole thing.
A very
yeah.
cool theme from Ninjago. Very, very interesting.
That totem
indeed.
Pole is amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
all
I'm
the
going
scary
here.
Faces.
You're going
yes.
there.
I feel like
yes.
this is, you know, when you go to the luau in Hawaii, I feel like that's what this is. Like, it's a whole show and you
yeah.
get to go
it's
be a part
Hawaiian
of it.
Hawaiian culture, yeah.
And so. They come dance around you and it's a whole thing and they hit the swords together and they spark. Like, that's what I imagine this is.
I'm 2 for 2 with Randy
for.
On my unconventional
yeah.
choices. I think Mark's the one being the downer today. Yeesh.
I like safe yeah. places to visit. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
You don't like lightning storms?
It's just a little lava.
I love a good lightning storm.
You know what? You could roast over. They could be roasting the pig.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
with
sure.
The lava, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Anyway, I'm glad for you guys. Send pictures.
Yeah.
Send lots of pictures yeah, of your lava trip. Yeah.
It'll just be a little singed on the corner.
Sounds perfect. No, great choice of set, Dale. Very beach themed, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's right there. It's box art difference.
You got the palm trees. You got the beach. You got the ocean.
No ice cream.
I'm pretty sure there's ice cream in this sacrificial altar. Oh, over here. Yeah. I think they got some ice cream. I see a carrot and a fish at least. I think there might be some ice cream.
That's
in there.
Even healthier than the friends. Wow.
Yeah. Carrot ice cream.
They're making like a stew, probably to cook the ninjas in.
Some roast ninja.
Ice cream for dessert.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, Randy, what's the set that you're bringing up that I will want to visit at?
We're doing, here you go. We're doing our city beach lifeguard station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have your, not only do you have ice cream, you have a man dressed up as ice cream.
Ice cream man.
Right? Walking along the beach. You got your trash can to throw your trash away because nothing drives me more crazy when people leave trash on the beach. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
That's
you
probably got the a recycling great turtle. Can, too. Look, it's
probably,
green.
She's
putting a bottle in there.
It could be.
Recycling's
right?
always good.
It's green, so it could be
you
recycling.
You got, like, Jet up here being the, I feel like that's his name, being the lifeguard, looking out over everybody. You got the big paddles. I mean, this is, like, iconic beach scene.
Absolutely.
I love it. And everybody is dressed accordingly. No one is in their jeans.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nobody has long pants
nobody
on,
Nobody has
do
long
they?
Pants
well,
on.
Well, the costume guy does.
The ice cream guy does, but
the
they're very thematic.
That's okay. It's a
He's
costume.
At work. He's at work. Yeah.
That's his cone bottom.
Everybody else has a great swimsuit. I love the paddle board with the big paddles, and you got the ATV for him to, you know, go out and rescue people. I mean, it's a simple set, but it's super fun and so beachy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, this is 60328, 211 pieces, and it's $35. And look how much fun this could be. And you can connect it to other parts.
With the road
plates. Other pieces of city, your road plates, you can connect it to other ones to build up your sets and make them so cool. So I am here. I am watching Jet go rescue people on his little jet ski when he's like, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like he says dude a lot.
Absolutely. Well, I like this set for a lot of reasons, Brandon. This is a great choice because you got the sea turtle laying the eggs. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Just got to keep the zombies away from it.
Yeah.
You got the palm tree there with a very nice technique. You got the single rod with the three leaves attached to it. It's great. You got the little sirens on top of the lifeguard shack there. Right. It's pretty great. And then the paddle boards have that new paddle piece on the ends of the bars, which is really cool. So a lot of fun details. I think they would get very hot in the ice cream costume on the beach, but he's making some bank,
it's
I'm sure.
It's one with a fan in it.
It's cool.
The fan and the cooling pieces. Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's good. He's having his best life. Yeah.
That's great. A terrific set, and I'd definitely be visiting there for
Come
sure.
Come on, Daniel.
I'm going here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm in
okay.
for this one.
Yes.
What I do think is funny about this one, as well as the World City ones, is they always have to make city backgrounds, so you've got like all these skyscrapers right in the background.
Like
the
New York City right back there.
Yeah, so I guess I don't, is that more of like a West Coast thing, Randy, where the beaches go like right up to
Miami? Miami's definitely like that.
I was going to say, it depends on which beach you're going to, but some of them,
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to ones that just had big dunes.
Yeah,
so
that's
the main beaches we went to. But
a little more
in
rural.
LA, there's the big city, right, like Redondo Beach and stuff,
I'm sure like Venice Beach has some high rises.
Venice, We didn't go to those too often. Too many people.
Yeah.
We're used to just beaching on islands, so it'll just be like a few rows of houses and like the road that runs the whole thing. There's no cities or anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's my city set.
Very cool.
Good, very good.
We'd all visit there. All right, what do I got next here? Let's see, I talked about beach glamping. Let's cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to another classic one really quick. I think this is my last classic set, but it's, besides honorable mentions, of course. This is going to be set number 6334, and it's called Wave Jump Racers.
Yes.
This is one that I think even Daniel will like.
Yeah.
Well, I'll explain later in just a second, but it's from Classic Town, 1996, which is a while ago now. 181 pieces. The original price would have been about $20, so it sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want a sealed one, it's about $200. If you want a used one, it's about $40. So it's depending on where you look. But I love this set. I actually own this set. I have a sealed copy sitting at home, which is, I can't say for most Classic Town sets. But the reason I love this set so much is because it's very nostalgic, because almost everything in this set was very featured in the Lego Island video game from 1998 or 9. And,
seven.
Close enough. Anyway, I played that game for years and years and years, thousands of hours logged, and it was a terrific experience. Kids nowadays would not appreciate it because it's very simple technology, but as a kid, it was cutting edge stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, love it for that reason. It's got the jet skis, the beach buggy, the palm tree. I don't know if there's ice cream, but it's got a lot of the main key elements that you'll want to see. So
the jet skis in that set are awesome.
They are. They're great. They're 90s
so great.
Color.
Yes.
Yeah. Lego colors. So I think Daniel's loading up pictures so you can get some more view. But it's 6334 is the set number for you. But yeah, I would. I'm just glad I own that. This set. I saw it at. I went to visit Tim and Zach from Lego Masters Season 2. They used to have a store in Northern Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the sets that they had sealed sitting on the shelf. I'm like, I'm gonna buy that right now. Just give me that set.
I can report there is no ice cream.
No ice cream
on Lego Island. Just pizza.
Yeah. Yep. Lots of pizza.
Where else she gonna eat?
But no.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I have seen my.
What else you gonna eat?
I have not played it, but my husband has played it. So and he did show it to my kids.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
Lego even did a thing recently. Lego put out on their Instagram, there was like a video of like kids play old Lego video games. I think one of them was Lego Island. And the young kids were just
I'm pretty sure
confused.
They were playing on the PlayStation. Yeah. And that's why it wasn't working as well, because the PC version was far superior.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Randy, would you choose to visit Lego Island?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on those jet skis. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a game mode. You could have a jet ski race. It was very fun. Very engaging. So.
Oh, yeah. It gives me very much like Baywatchy vibes. I love it.
Yeah. Classic beach. Although there's a parrot in there. You might have to shoo him away.
Oh, yeah. We'll shoo away the parrot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little parrot on the palm tree.
Yeah. We'll get rid of him.
Roadblock!
The parrots would announce things.
I'll put him in the over by the lava, and we can have
him. Exactly. Yeah, send him to the Ninjago world.
The jet skis just win it over for me. I think they're so great.
All right, Daniel, would you visit Lego
Island? You already know 1,000% I'm going to Lego Island. Book my ticket right now.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I do love riding on jet skis, too. I've usually done it at the lake. I've never done it on Lego Island, where you've got to jump them over pyramids and there's like sharks and like people.
Blenders, your
So it's going to be a little more hectic, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I love riding jet skis.
In Lego Island, the sharks were extremely aggressive, and there's no sharks in this set, so we're good.
Okay.
But they would leap out of the water.
They would come onto the shore and just gobble people up and go back down.
I remember that.
Like Jaws on steroids.
Looks like one of those terrible Sharknado
movies
they have
now. Nice, you got the little trailer. You can load them in and out of the water, too. That guy's got like an actual little motorboat. The motorboat almost looks smaller than the jet skis.
In his great little swimsuit.
Yeah. He's wearing the right attire.
Yeah.
It's great.
Everybody's dressed appropriately.
I love that set. Anyway,
that's a good one.
I'm glad we'd all choose to visit there.
Uh-huh. But, absolutely.
Daniel, what's the next set you want to bring up that I'm going to say no to?
No. You're going to like this one. You're going to like this one. All right, next up, 21310 is the Old Fishing Store from Lego Ideas.
Okay. Yeah.
So this one came out in 2017, so it's actually a little older than I thought it was. I mean, that's 5, 6, 7 years old now.
Oh,
2,033 pieces. Wow. So my biggest one so far, retailed for $150, but if you wanted to get one now, this is a pretty pricey one. It's going to run you about $350 for a used copy or close to $600 for a sealed one.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. Quite an increase, but a very nice ideas building, mostly in sand green. Definitely sort of set at the beach, but reminds me maybe more of a almost like a New England-y kind of style for the beach. Maybe it's a little bit colder with those cooler tones, but I think this really embodies a lot of that kind of gruff fisherman kind of spirit.
Salt of the sea.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yar, let me tell you a story.
I got this scar.
There's a great movie.
Those are your real life pirates.
Yeah. I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I'm just saying.
Or even kind of Jaws, because it's like it's just
Jaws,
a northern
Jaws, a little bit of Truman Show,
and that's
maybe,
all that New England-y kind of feels.
But very beach, because beaches are all over the world. So
absolutely, absolutely.
That's a beautiful set.
This is a set that I haven't really been tempted to buy, but I would absolutely visit this place. I've been to Maine. It's beautiful, and would definitely revisit places like that. So
when I see this set, I can kind of sense the smell of
what
would be like to be there.
It would smell like bait.
Bait and fish, kind of fishy kind of smell. Been to a few bait chefs.
That would be great. What about you, Randy? Would you visit these places?
I would. Yeah. I would. I think it's a great set. I think, like, you'd sit around and hear all the stories, the fishing stories, the ridiculous, things. I think it's a great set.
There's, like, a cool lookout balcony thing, too, up at the top.
Now, I know you've been pretty much up the East Coast, but, Randy, have you been further up north than the East Coast before, or not really?
No, not the coast. I've been to Ohio, which is nowhere near the coast, and I go, but that's the furthest north I've been. So,
Well, one day you have to visit, just because it's a very unique experience.
I would love to go to Rhode Island.
Then you'll understand the full context of this kind of set. Yeah, so it's great. Yeah. Yeah, I think we'd all choose to visit there, and it's a phenomenal set. It introduced a lot of cool colors and pieces. I've heard, though, this is one of the worst sets for Brittle Brown. So if you buy one now, expect to replace like half the pieces that are brown. So just buyer beware. We haven't seen one in the store for a while, when they do come in, they're very expensive because you'll have to replace stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty crazy.
Alrighty. Here we go. We're going to go with this one. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We have set number 41376, Turtles Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
Just to piggyback off the last one with the turtles, I love the turtles.
Turtles are great.
Turtles are so fun. It's got great colors. You got the giant build of the turtle. Then you have the little baby turtles, the turtle in the shell. You have Zorbo with his flippers.
Oh, Zorbo.
You have the cool little rescue vehicle. I mean, she's making waves with this. We got mm-hmm. the big old fan on the back. I mean, you got the cute eggs. There's all kinds. I mean, everything about this is just like rescue on the beach day. And it's fantastic. For it. Yep. Oh, and it's amphibious.
Yeah, She's got
wheels to go with it too, Daniel. So
amphibious landing.
That's not a boat.
It's not a boat. It's an
It's a tactical amphibious landing craft.
Exactly. Yeah. Jeremy Clarkson could drive this on Top Gear.
He absolutely would. That's so great.
I'm just saying, I love it. So there's my fun little. This one is $35, and this was from 2022, so still relatively new. Mm-hmm. Wait, I lied. 2019.
2019. Okay, yeah, a couple years older.
2019, years older, $35. You mm-hmm. get 225 pieces. But it's a fun little great build with all the little turtles. I think this is so fun. And I do love that the car is amphibious.
Yes.
Because you don't see that too often.
I thought it was a boat at first, looking at the front of the box. But you turn around, you figure out that vehicle is awesome. It can go all over the place.
And you can't see its wheels just a little bit.
One year for my birthday, my dad made me a cake that looked like an amphibious landing craft.
On purpose?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
On purpose.
On purpose. Okay.
That's good. I would choose to visit here because I love sea turtles. I love turtles, and I like how they got the eggshells and eggs all around, right? So that you can see the turtles hatching and stuff. It's super cool, and it's a cool way to feature a kind of a rare endangered species like that. It's pretty neat. So, and I actually like Zorbo the robot.
Right.
How do you pronounce his name?
Role. Yeah.
It's Olivia's robot friend.
Uh-huh.
He is one of the most produced Friends figures
to feed him? Yeah.
Outside of the main heroes. That was a trivia question back
Daniel,
in the day.
Daniel, are we turtly enough for your turtle club?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to save the turtles, Daniel?
I'm split on this one. Okay. Yeah, saving the turtles, good, all good.
Okay, not a flat out no.
I don't think Olivia was the right choice for this one. I don't think robots are meant to be in the water and near the ocean rescuing turtles. I don't. Yeah, I think somebody's going to get cooked. Yeah, I don't know.
He's sealed. He's watertight. It's okay.
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Oh. Okay.
50-50 split.
We'll save all the turtles, okay?
We'll save without you, Daniel.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Okay. Well, let's see. I've got two sets left. We're getting down to the wire here, and I'm going to talk about one that I actually haven't seen in person, so it's really just going off of images and some of the pieces and techniques happening in this set.
Okay.
It's set number 41737, Beach Amusement Park. Which is a relatively new set from last year, last May 2023. I remember talking about this on the Morning Brick when it came out.
Yeah.
It's from the Friends theme. It has 1,348 pieces. It's $120, still available on Lego.com. So it's one of the more recent sets we've talked about.
There you go.
And I like this set for a lot of reasons. It's got a bunch of great characters. They're all having a great time on this amusement park, literally on the beach.
Yeah.
Very beach centric theme. It's got some great new fern pieces being used in some great ways, and like the roof of that little I think it's either a drink stand or something back there.
Yeah, it looks like looks like another kind of not like a Slurpee or a smoothie stand, maybe.
Yeah, I think smoothie,
juice
actually.
Bar,
juice
maybe,
bar,
maybe, something. I don't
but
know.
You've got some cool transparent elements, like the transparent 1x2 curved slope, which is a great little piece. You got it on the top of that seahorse there and on different elements of the build. And I like the whenever Friends includes a larger sculptural creature in the build to represent like either an inflatable or on top of the building to show what it signifies. So you've got that ride up there with three great creatures, an octopus over there for the little prize winning area. It's great.
So, I love the little, I don't know if these are supposed to be littler octopuses, but it's just using like a roller skate and the two little cow horns in red. I think that's fantastic.
I think it's very deliberate because the set designers involved in Friends nowadays are very, very good. I mean, Friends since the past couple years have really not to degrade the old Friends sets. I think they're great, but the design has gotten really good. So I would absolutely visit this. I think I've even been to places like this before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great set in my opinion. But I want to hear what you guys think. Randy, would you visit
call dibs on the seahorse.
Yeah, exactly. So you would visit
Look,
this place.
There's a one for each of us.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to go here? There's all kinds of
I think Daniel doesn't like turtles,
the crab,
so I would get
that one. Crab looks like it seats two, so Mark and I could share the
turtle. Okay. You can hold hands. It'll be a good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a really fun. I love that there's like the wave pool like that she's riding on that's real popular now.
Yeah.
lazy on a lot of things.
You want to practice surfing?
Okay, that was going to be my only critique. Why do you have a wave pool at the beach?
Because people are too scared to go in, or they want to learn. Okay,
it's like the bunny. It's like the bunny slopes.
Yeah, it's like the bunny slopes.
So
it's where they can.
On the Gulf Coast, the waves do not get above your ankles.
They don't.
So you are not going to be able to surf under any circumstances unless it's a hurricane.
Yeah.
So that is the only way you could surf on the west coast of the.
And then you got this giant squid with the pirate patch. I mean,
yeah, it's like a shooting gallery kind of thing.
Yeah, everything about it's really fun. There's so much playability there, and the great pieces. I do like those fern pieces a lot.
Yeah.
So I am there.
Randy would visit. I think it's pretty.
They need a jelly raft, and then I'd be
I think that could be done.
You could modify this seahorse pretty easily.
You could combine the sea turtle and the seahorse, and you would have it. I mean,
look, yeah. Taped on there. Jelly rafts.
No, I would absolutely go here as well. Again, because I just love like the kind of peripheral stuff about like going to the beach, like the other fun experiences. So this kind of like boardwalk sort of vibe, I think, is really fun here for sure, with all the amusement park rides and things.
Absolutely, yeah. Well,
no ice cream though. Don't see any ice cream.
Dana, you said yes to a friend set. I cannot believe it.
This is new friends. Yeah. New friends is like a totally different theme from old friends. Okay?
It is a bit different. You're right.
Completely different. I actually bought a new friend set.
Goodness, we got that on air. All right. What do we got next?
This is actually going to work pretty good. Because this one's also kind of a boardwalky thing. This is a heavy box. You get a lot of stuff in this box. This is the 31084 Pirate Roller Coaster from Creator 3-in-1. Mm-hmm. So it came out in 2018, has about 901 pieces. No, that's not right at all. 923 pieces.
They're counting Bricklink. The figures there.
Yeah.
Bricklink always has the wrong one. Retail for $90. It's still pretty affordable. If you want one, you get it for about $100 to $170. Looks like maybe that number's off. This says 219.
So 220 for a sealed one.
$220 for a sealed one. And this is Creator 3-in-1. So you can build all these other different things. But the main roller coaster is cool. It goes through a loop of track. You got the shipwreck. You got an octopus. But you've got what was really cool for Pirates fans, because it's kind of like a take on El Dorado Fortress, I think, for the station where you board. It has that kind of pirate fort look. We've got a balloon stand. We've got like cannons where you can shoot, I guess, water at the people riding the
ride.
That's
always
those.
Like a fun feature.
Put the quarter in
theme parks and things. Surprisingly, I don't think I see any ice cream here.
I was just looking
for those keeping track.
I like the swords.
Yeah, you got balloons, balloons is a nice new touch.
Balloons is a good new one, but like if we look at the other ones, it looks like maybe he's got some ice cream here in this one.
Yeah, you can make it happen.
Yeah, it's sort of a 3-in-1 interpretation of ice cream.
Yeah.
So the other one, there's like a big skull thing where the things just go around in a loop. It's more like a, what do you call those kind of rides? Like a tilt-a-whirl kind of thing.
Yeah, they're like moving around. Like a gyrosphere kind of thing. Yeah.
And then the other one is more like a rocking pirate ship ride where it goes back and forth sort of in the loop, which I think is also really cool.
That's fun.
Reminds me a lot of like Roller Coaster Tycoon or something. Yeah. Or a lot of those swinging pirate ship rides.
Yeah, and you got an actual skeleton just walking around with a balloon. It's
great. It's interesting. Yeah, it's not like a prop skeleton.
With another scary bird.
Like an animatronic gun or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Daniel, I would absolutely choose to visit this place.
Crystals,
See, that skeleton's on fire with
crystals.
A crystal. That's me in the future.
Not sure where it is in this one. It must be hidden somewhere. Yeah. Probably in a treasure chest
or
something.
There's a lot of great features, a lot of great elements. And this is actually one of the more accessible roller coaster sets, even still.
Yeah.
Because the other ones that have now retired are $200-$300 plus, for sure. So this is a pretty cool set.
There's no motor or lift chain or anything. It's sort of a more manual style. But you do get that full loop of track, which is nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Randy, what do you think of this one?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I love it. I'd want to build this one and this one. Like, I think they're so fun. I like the big skeleton.
That's the nice thing about Creator 3. Right? You can do both of them with the same set.
So I think they really hit the nail on the head there.
There you go.
On this set. That's a great one.
I like the skeletons and skulls happening, too. It's fun to see those. So.
Pirate ships are so fun. I like the riding on rafts.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Well, a rare double approval for one of Daniel's sets.
Score.
All right.
Alrighty.
Second to last one for you, Randy.
I got my little baby one. Mm-hmm. My little baby one. I mean, how can you talk about beaches and not talk about Castaway Ray?
Yes.
Wilson, I'm sorry, Wilson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's too bad he wasn't Wilson the Castaway. That would have been really funny.
Or
but no.
Just giving him a little printed white volleyball. It doesn't even have to have the bloody handprint.
I'm sure there was
it.
Some sort of licensing thing to be careful with.
Oh,
but
come on.
No FedEx envelope in there.
We can add that ourselves, though.
That is a movie that I cannot stand. I watched it once, will never watch it again. Yeah, I thought it was really overhyped. But anyways, this is not, however. I think Castaway Ray is still fun. Mm-hmm. He's chilling in his fun little... It almost gives me... from like Jumanji when he's over in the jungle for a while. That's what I feel like Robin Williams-y.
That so hair beard the combo hair beard, is perfect for
that's
that.
Who I think of when I see this. So it may be a little bit nostalgia for me that I just think this is so fun. So,
I'm getting those vibes too.
Right, yeah. You got the SOS with the snakes and the little inflator, little inner tubey guy. You got the fun fish drying. All the great different color leaves.
Did he kill those snakes to make an SOS?
You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. Survival.
He's in survival mode.
He bashed their heads in.
He's in survival mode.
He's cooking fish over there too.
And he's
right?
got his bottle. Gosh. I mean, it's so fun. How can you not love Castaway Ray?
He's perfect.
I don't know if I'd want to be on a castaway island with him. It's kind of tiny.
Yeah.
It feels like it might be built for one, so I may leave that for him.
So the question is, like, do we want to be castaway? Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So I actually loved the Castaway movie. It really was not life changing, but it was very impactful for me, so I don't think I'd visit this, but I have a huge appreciation for this, and it's very, very nostalgic for that reason. I think it's a great set, too. What do you think, Daniel?
I'll go here. Strand me in the middle of the ocean. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I'm kidding. I don't want to go here. I don't want to implement survival techniques.
Daniel would have like a three-story built house. Yep.
This is really elaborate. I want to know where he got all the wood to build this thing, because there's two trees left, so he must have cut down at least like
three or four other ones
maybe
with
to
his
build
bare hands.
This whole thing.
Yeah.
And he's got a raft.
He's got his little raft.
It's a very densely populated island, that's for sure. There's a lot going on. You got crab, parrot.
Mm-hmm. He's got the bird ready for dinner.
That's true in the raft, too. Okay, bump that up to more like 8 or 10 trees.
Probably.
Yeah. With his bare hands, because I don't see a hatchet or anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's another good survival. Have you ever read the book
Hatchet's
Hatchet?
Amazing.
That's
a good,
I heard about that one.
Yeah.
So
Mark would
one.
Like that.
This is it's a whole conversation about being cast away and survival and nostalgia. It's a great set, Randy.
Yeah.
Even if we wouldn't really want to visit there, it's
right,
a great
yeah.
set. So.
And this one is $40 at 239 pieces, but Ray just wants to sit in your house.
Yeah.
It's great.
As long as it's not lost.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Lost?
Oh, no. That was the worst.
I never fell for that. Thank
we
goodness.
We deserve so much better.
Yeah.
We deserve an apology
for
everyone
who wrote
that.
It was good while it was happening. But
it was so good up until
the
end.
Okay, we won't spoil it.
Anyways,
Like a lot of shows. Yeah. It was good while it was going. Right. But I think this is the last one for me.
Is that final round.
Final round,
how about we do some honorable mentions first?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I'll go first. I've got two honorable mentions. I have actually one of them here.
Okay.
But the first one is a Belleville set, and it's called Bears on the Beach. Which is a weird title for a set. It's literally just a little Belleville stuffed bear, two bears, and a couple of accessories. It's a very small. It's a great little set, and it's still really cheap because somebody has 600 of them for like $4 on or
what?
$6 on Bricklink.
Get some Mark.
Their retail price from the late 90s. So
wow.
Definitely accessible. I'm planning on buying at least one of these just for the novelty of it, because it's actually cool pieces.
You don't get much, but every piece is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the banana and the crab are still pretty standard, but you get this giant crazy suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
You get a clamshell and what was that? Bright?
It's a minty green. Aqua color. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there's some name for that color. I can't remember what it is.
Two different bears.
Great.
It's great. So it's confusing and odd and weird, but I love it. So
that's a great one. Yeah.
Take your teddy bear to the beach and get him full of sand.
It's bears
great.
On the beach. All right.
I love that.
Yeah. The next one is kind of a fun
moment
for it. We're going to say it's Bricklink Beach Life by Aaron Newman.
All right.
And, you can't say Bricklink on this channel.
I'll redact that.
Bleep it out.
Yeah. Beep.
Yeah. But Aaron Newman was on Lego Masters Season 1, did a great job. Did not win, however, but shortly thereafter, he got a job working for Lego itself. So, I mean,
he really did win.
Yeah, I mean, he won what he was trying to do. But before he got on Lego Masters, before he was working for Lego, he did everything he could for commission builds. He wanted to get into Lego building as much as possible. And so one of the things he did was work with this company to make a little set for their thing. And it's just, it's the silliest little goofy set you've ever seen. It's got a crab, a water bottle, an air horn, and a seat. And that's it. And 37 pieces, and Bricklink thought they were really cool putting this out. But
for as big as the cover image is on the front of this set, part of the build is cut off. They've cropped the picture. You can't even see the whole thing.
It's got like 30 pieces in there. It's barely a poly bag, and they really
fine. You know, we make custom kits too, but Yeah. This one's nothing too spectacular.
They don't even give you a minifigure, I don't think.
It's cool he came and signed it.
Yeah. It is, yes.
So it's a fun moment. We actually got him to sign it because he's visited the store more than once, and it's pretty awesome. So, but yeah, this is just so ridiculous and just a kind of a fun moment for Aaron in his early career before he made it big time. So good for Aaron.
He was definitely surprised when we showed it.
He was shocked.
Yeah. He was maybe even a little embarrassed.
I'm sure that's not his most proud moment in Lego building.
Hey,
but
you gotta start somewhere. You should be proud. Exactly. It leads to something else.
That was a little fun fact for Aaron Newman. Dana, what you got honorable mentions?
My honorable mention. I've got another Star Wars one. Great beach theme. Everybody thinks of it when they think of beach.
Yes.
So the Star Wars Advent Calendar. So Christmas, again, another very beachy holiday, especially if you live in the Southern Hemisphere. Let's not discriminate, Mark. Star Wars Advent Calendar 2022, Day 13. This is the Sand Castle, Darth Vader's castle.
Yes.
So that's my honorable mention. That as well as the, Day 12 was the Darth Vader wearing his beachy tank top and his black diving flippers. Still got his helmet on, though, so he can, breathe underwater.
It's sealed.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah. I mean, nothing sealed. Yeah.
He might rust. I don't know.
He starts, rusting like the Tin Man.
Yeah, so those are my honorable mentions, as well as the Breezeway Cafe, which was from, I think it was just from Lego Town. This one is definitely gives me beachy vibes. Doesn't necessarily have any beach actual scenes in it because the base plate is just green. But this one's very cool. This is kind of like Paradisa before there was Paradisa, really. You've got these big, cool curved glass windows, and it's a nice little restaurant scene with a palm tree, so it feels very tropical.
It's like Cuban or something,
beachy.
Almost feels like, you know? Yeah.
But the glass says Ristorante, which seems more like Italian.
Italian?
So I guess it's an Italian restaurant, but I don't think they have palm trees in Italy. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
It's very much a throwback, cool style.
So, got a cool vibe, but didn't make the cut.
Yeah, it wasn't quite beachy enough. Yeah. I think your other sets are all more beach related, so it's good.
Especially Scarif.
Yeah.
Right. My honorable mention I have here, and it gets an honorable mention for one reason.
Oh, another
the inflatable
one?
Unicorn to ride in the beach.
Yep.
Yep. Set 41710, Surfer Beach Fun. We just did a friend's video on it, and just for that, I was like, you got the inflatable unicorn to play with on the beach.
Yeah, this is
a
great
set. I'm here for it. Yep.
I love
That's my honorable mention.
What I think is interesting about this one, which I pointed out to Mark, is they're still using the same windsurfing pieces.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same surfboard with the ball joint.
That's from Belleville and Paradiso.
Right?
This had the same sail and the mast, but didn't have the surfboard. But they've been using this surfboard and this vertical mast with the little slit in the top and the plastic sails for well over 30 years.
It's literally the same mold for that plastic vinyl piece,
right?
So it's very interesting.
Yeah. They all show up under the same thing on Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So that's my honorable mention. On top of, I think, all of our honorable mentions is our awesome... Marcel, who's ready to tan his muscles for the beach.
Beach Marcel.
He's also getting one of our icks with wearing jeans on the beach, too.
Yeah.
So it's good. Way to go, Marcel.
Perfectly sums up Marcel.
He brought a camera with him, but I think they confiscated it.
Yeah, we had to take that away.
His binoculars and camera were taken away.
Girls around here, we can't.
He had a brown paper bag. I think he had a soda in there.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That
all
was
right.
it.
Anyway,
no glass allowed on it. That's why they took it away.
Yes. Honorable mentions aside, we can do our last sets, right? And we all have one left?
Yep.
Yeah, final round. Let's do it.
So mine, which I almost mentioned earlier, was the Heart Lake City Resort, which is 41347. And this has 1,017 pieces and a bunch of cool figures. And this is a pretty big set from earlier in the Friends line. This came out in 2018, so a little bit earlier, but not like the beginning of Friends, kind of the nice middle section. Again, you got the Windsurfer vinyl piece, which is exactly the same as the other two that we pointed out. But I think the new thing here is this paraglider here. This is a pretty cool jet ski towed piece. I didn't even really notice that until kind of looking at the set in more detail, and that's something that seems pretty fun to me. So a couple of fun activities going on in the water.
Like, there's any way this could stand up on its own. If it's just this little thing, then a giant stick and all that.
Yeah, let's see. I don't see
Eileen.
A picture. That might be imaginary.
Just hold it. And,
So what's surprising is this is a big building, right? But behind it, you have an entire monorail system to get from one end of the resort to the other.
That's a bi-rail.
A bi-rail? Okay, whatever. Yeah. Semantics. Anyway, there's a lot of there's tons of details. You got drinks, sweets. You got a a bucket to dump water on people going down the slide. Yeah. You got a changing room. You got all sorts of crazy boom box. I think you have a whole DJ station up there.
Over to the front.
Yeah, so a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, ice cream alert.
Ice cream alert. Hot dogs, too. Yeah.
You really got That's it. Great. I like the giant red phone.
Yeah, it's
the front desk.
You got a dolphin down here.
The dolphin.
This is about as beach related as you can get, but still having kind of a high rise feel to it with lots of different areas.
Oh, yeah, you think so? You think so?
Yeah, exactly. This is a very beachy.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, well, I would definitely choose to visit here. I think this would be a lot of fun, even if it's a little more feminine color scheme. I'd still visit here. I think it's great. I want to hear what Daniel has to say, though.
Oh, me first?
Yeah, would you choose to visit here?
I'm not against all-inclusives, resort-type things like that. I think that's the other step up from regular beach houses.
Beach glamping.
But I am not going to this one.
Is it the giant heart at the front? Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, nope, that one's not doing it for me.
Randy, would you go to a beach resort?
I would. I am here for it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the little sled to go down the pool. Like, I feel
that's
like...
That's a 360 slide. Right? That's great.
It's the sliding. Yeah. You could ride the bi-rail back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be so fun.
Yep. I get up at the top and jump into the water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could at least paraglide down.
Right?
Yeah.
All kinds of fun things to go do for the day.
Exactly. Ice cream, drinks, nice little picnic area out here.
As long as Marcel's not there, I'm there.
Yeah, I think... Our buddy Mason here would chase him off. So
yeah,
it would
Mason's
be good.
Not going to allow such
No.
You have to book a hotel room before they let you on this beach.
Right, yeah.
Get out of here, creepo.
Yeah.
It's a private beach. It's good. So, yeah. I'm glad that one made the cut. That's good.
Okay. Yep.
Well, for most of us.
All right. Okay. For my last one, my biggest one. I saved it till the end. We've got 21322, The Pirates of Barracuda Bay from Lego Ideas. This one came out in 2020. It's actually not as old as I was thinking. I would have guessed this was older than the fishing store. But more recent, in 2020, came with 2,498 pieces, retailed for only $200, which was a lot, but a good deal. If you want one now, it's going to run you like at least $400 or more. So it's at least doubled in price. But this is just a really fun one. You've got this large island where in the main build you've got this kind of wrecked ship that's been turned into a pirate fort. But you can also take those apart and build them into just the pirate ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they included instructions for it. Maybe they did, but I think you can turn the rest of the remaining parts just into like a little island by itself.
You could do that. Yeah.
But this is just a great set. This was the first kind of revival for pirates, and even came around kind of before the revival for Castle in Space that we started seeing in the 90th anniversary set.
This is the beginning. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We got fun references to Islanders there as well, with the sort of Islander statue brick built there. So a lot of fun references, fun things for pirate fans. Nice kind of beachy shores.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Right.
So. The fact that you could rebuild this into a full-fledged pirate ship really made this a special set. I'm very sad I did not pick one up. I just didn't have the extra funds available at the time, but now I probably won't because it's gone up a little bit, but I would definitely visit here because this is pretty cool. And you could build your own ship to get away from the island. You wouldn't be stuck there the whole time. So,
right.
Anyway, what do you think, Randy?
Oh, I'm so there. And I'm going to do a talk like a pirate day.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be
I'm sure they all talk like pirates. They're
I know,
pretty
right?
piratical.
Oh, so. That is such a fun set. So much fun playability. I don't have it. I've seen people that have it. I've played with it at other people's houses. But I have not. Thank you, Jacob.
Jacob's the pirate guy. He wasn't on this video, but
pirate king.
Very, very cool.
Exactly.
Love that set.
Yeah, wow, we both approved that one. Good job, Daniel. Oh man, I'm disappointed.
Closed it in the final
round. I couldn't say I don't want to go. No, I can't lie, it's great.
I picked a friend set for last.
Oh man.
Oh.
Alright, Randy, what do you got?
Go
back to the wonderful year that was 1992.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
Paradisa. Look at this. The sand dollar cafe, baby. Everybody's yellow and everyone's ready to party.
I love it. Look at the ice cream. You got the ice cream, right?
You got the parasailer. Mm-hmm. She's got her the old style life jacket on.
Yeah, nice
right?
puppy vest. Yeah.
These great pink pieces again. And you got his cool slicked David Hasselhoff hair.
Oh, I love that guy.
I mean,
he was in like half the sets.
I love the picture on the back. They're just laying, having their little moment together. I mean, this is just, and you can make a little baby stroller.
If you don't want ice cream, walk them up along the beach.
Yep. I mean, so many great fun pieces. Great tree. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate there's a parrot, but but
come on, yeah. He's not gonna
bother. I love her swimsuit, and I mean their little faces with bright red lips. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Okay, Randy, look, yes. the parrots are always perched. They're sitting still. It's not like that seagull that was dive bombing the patrons of the creator said. Okay, the parrots didn't bother nobody.
Okay.
It might make a ruckus, but
I don't know. Yeah. I still don't know how I feel about that.
I love that curved window around the outside of that building. Yes. That's so cool looking. It's very, it almost reminds me of like a 90s Wendy's with the sunroom, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, it's that
Arby's,
vibe.
Arby's used to have that.
Yeah, too. Arby's did
Chick-fil-A
that.
Chick-fil-A even.
Why do they stop doing that?
I guess sunrooms? They
used to
plants
have so many fun things,
Anyway, I think this is very, very cool, very nostalgic. I would absolutely visit here in a heartbeat. I think any Paradiso one I would visit.
Right.
Except maybe the horse stables. I'm not a horse guy. But, No, this is terrific. I wish I had this set. I wish I owned it. So, 10 out of 10, would visit. I'd give him a great Yelp review.
Daniel, you coming?
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely in here. Yes. I mean, this is the beachiest Paradiso set, I think, hands down. This base plate has such a beautiful gradient on it, going from that crazy kind of spring green color all the way through all these other crazy greens and blues to get to the water. So this is just a really nice vibe. Again, see, there's the one with that same
joint
windsurfing thing. So, very cool.
That one's
actually got the Paradiso print on it there with the logo.
Right?
Tree.
Yeah.
Yep. Very nice.
She's a beaut. I mean, she is just a beaut. So.
It's got beach babes. I mean,
right.
This is it.
You got that's the beach babes one. In here for sure. I mean, she's got the cute swimsuit on.
You got the chef bringing the coffee out.
She's not even sitting there. Everybody's coming to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I love their red lips with their eyelashes on these.
That's
and
the face
chef
with the
has
freckles
the mustache.
Too. I like that face print.
Or maybe a little sunburn, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love it. You got Mr. Cool Guy over here.
Yeah, I guess he's the lifeguard, too.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. So wait. All right, let's do a little Heart Lake City drama. So he's the lifeguard, but yet when he's off duty, he's lounging around under the trees with the local babes.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's why he's the lifeguard.
Wait,
weren't you
all the
a
ladies.
Lifeguard for a while?
Oh yeah, just at a private pool. Beach lifeguards are a different
could
breed.
Be Daniel.
Yeah, that's a different. That's a whole different
we're
category.
Just as long as later she doesn't walk up with the baby.
All right. I think we're done with this episode.
A phenomenal set, Randy. Thank you for bringing it up. Overall, these are some of the most beach-related sets we could possibly find. A great selection of old, new, and in between. And
it was a hard one to pick sets for, though. So I'm interested. Let us know in the comments if there's any like glaringly obvious ones that we missed, or any crazy other unconventional picks you could think of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Any other Star Wars or Ninjago sets?
Pick
we missed.
One crazier than Daniel's.
Yeah. Well, and even from our picks, which one was the most beach related? The last one we talked about might be my pick, but
none of us picked any Mario or Minecraft sets. If you have any of those, do you think?
Yeah.
Feel free to drop that in the comments.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple that definitely work. There's more turtles to talk about too, but anyway,
more turtles.
Thank you all so much for your thoughts. Appreciate you guys tuning in with all these sets, and thank you all for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. That helps the algorithm reach more people.
Yes, please do.
And we have tons of videos coming out all the time, so we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.